Hi, hello and welcome to episode 5 of Radio Lisa. And today we will be hunting and chasing a few insects. Every year our biology standard level and higher level students are going to an insect project. And in this insect project, we're catching some insects and we're putting them under the microscope, and we also try to figure out what they are. And what I've done today is I've simply interviewed a few of my students while they were actually engaged in this highly scientific investigation.
So hi, can you tell me what you're doing here?
We are collecting insects for our biology project.
And what are you going to do with the insects?
We are going to identify them and then draw them.
And how do you collect the insects? What do you have to do?
We have a net and we run with the net to collect the insect, and then we catch it.
And then what do you have to do with them?
We have to kill them. There is alcohol in there.
Yeah,
and they die.
And they die.
They die.
How are you going to identify them?
Person you introduced us to. Yes, the expert.
Mr. Hans Ambach, he's our insect specialist, and we're inviting him every year for our insect project, and he helps us identify the insects. It's a pretty, how shall I say, decomposed piece of wood that you have found here.
Yeah, with a larvae, I think.
Yeah,
and snails.
And snails, okay, but we don't know what it is, right?
No, and we are going to put it back because... Yeah,
it's gonna develop into
something we don't know yet.
And we don't want to interrupt this process.
Okay. Yeah, I think you better put it back. Okay.
We have interrupted the process.
It's the first time the students now look through the microscope to see the insects. What is your first impression?
It looks terrifying.
Yeah.
What's so terrifying about it?
It's so detailed and so big.
And hairy. I didn't expect that it would be so hairy, kind of. I don't know.
So you're also now looking at your insect under the microscope. What problems do you have?
It's a little too disgusting to look at. And I don't like it.
You already know what it is? It's a pretty big insect, actually, right?
It's too big.
So how many wings do you see?
I see 4 wings.
4 wings, right? So how many pairs is that? That's 2 pairs, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So that's already the first step. You see basically fully developed wings. Over here we have 2 pair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
2 pair, so we're down here already. So you document these steps here. And then the next question is the following. How do the wings look like? Do they look like this? Very, very narrow?
Yeah.
Or do they basically like this, like fuzzy? Or do they not look fuzzy?
Not really, no.
They're not fuzzy, right? So you know that you're already here. Okay?
Okay.
And the next question is how do they how do the first and the second pair of wings, how do they look like? Are they similar or
no,
are they not similar?
They're completely different. I mean, the down part of the first is kind of similar to the second one.
Yeah. But the 2 wing pairs are actually quite different, right?
They are completely different.
Yeah, so you know you're already here. Look, in the book, you're already here. The next question is the following. How do they look like? Is it like this, that here, the top pair wings? Is it like that it is here dark and here the M? Do you see the M? It's
yeah.
A membrane. Or does it look like this, like a network?
No, it's the first one.
Is this one here?
It's dark and then in the...
Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
So, where is it? This one is a...
Heteroptera.
Heteroptera. So you continue on page 114.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened next? Well, the insects were then taken to a laboratory to be properly identified by the entomologist who we invited. And he informed me that the insects are then all typed into a database because it is important to know the biodiversity of the area, and therefore all of the caught insects essentially are recorded and are stored in a database so that other scientists have access to this information as well.
Thank you.
And this music that you've just heard was composed by Mrs. Ruth Brown, our physics teacher, and I want to thank her for providing this piece for the podcast.